AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. After days of protest demanding the release of body cam and dashboard video in the Charlotte, North Carolina police shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott, investigators have released some of the footage. Here's the sound of what happened right after Scott had been shot.
Gripping his hand.
His brother-in-law, Ray Dodge, says the videos have to the family raised more questions than answers.
Does that make sense to us? How was possible that this incident resulted in the loss of life? It just does not make sense, and it is not clear in the videos that were released.
Police also released photos of a loaded handgun they say contains Scott's DNA and fingerprints. They also report that Scott had marijuana with him. Nearly 24 hours after five people, including an elderly woman and a teenage girl, were killed in a shooting inside a Macy's at a mall in Burlington, Washington, a 20-year-old man has been arrested. Island County Sheriff's Lieutenant Mike Holley was one of many police officers looking for Arkan Chetin when he spotted him walking along a road last night.
Kind of zombie-like, about the best I can describe for him. He did not have a weapon with him. He had a satchel, leather satchel, appeared to be a computer inside the bag. Moments later, Oak Harbor Police Department and detectives from Mount Vernon PD arrived on scene, and they took him into custody.
Chetin is a legal permanent resident who emigrated from Turkey. Baltimore police are looking for three men who opened fire on a crowd outside a store last night. Police spokesman Chief T.J. Smith says eight people were wounded, including a young child.
We'll take tips any way we can get them, and we are getting a level of cooperation, which is appreciated, to get a person who doesn't really care if they shoot a three-year-old off the street.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama opens the Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington.
Amidst the pageantry, President Obama says the African American Museum helps tell a richer, fuller story of who we are as Americans. That includes African Americans who were brought to this country as slaves.
Shackled and bound and bought and sold.
He says seeing the artifacts of that time and then the uniform of General Colin Powell may not help end poverty and injustice, but
perhaps it can help a white visitor understand the pain and anger of demonstrators in places like Ferguson and Charlotte.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
In college football action, number one Alabama blanked Kent State 48-0. Third-ranked Louisville thumped Marshall 59-28. Michigan crushed Penn State 49-10. Other top 10 winners, Houston, Stanford, Washington, and Texas A&M. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.